Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 9, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah continues with the minimal amounts to be liable for Hotzah, taking an object from one domain, one jurisdiction to another, says the Mishnah. Hamotzi kupas haruchlin, if a person takes the box of people who smell, who sell fragrances, even though it has many different types of fragrances, if a person did it accidentally, even though he took out many different small little bottles of perfume, he only has to bring one carbon chatas, one sin offering. And the reason for that is because the box itself kind of unites them and turns it into one entity. Zaronegina, if a person takes seeds that could be planted in their vegetable garden, pachas mikrogrogeres, even though it's less than a grogeres, we saw previously that it had to be the amount of a grogeres, a dried fig. Yet since these, even a small one, could ultimately result in a plant, the halacha is even an individual seed may be considered chashev or substantial enough. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh omer chamisha, even if a person just took out five seeds. Zera kishuin, if a person took out the seeds of squash, that's even more prestigious than just any regular seeds. Shnayin, a person just brings two of them, he's liable. Zera diluin, the seed of pumpkins, shnayim, those are also considered substantial. Zerapol, hamitzri, the Egyptian bean, the seed of the Egyptian bean, shnayim, again, is two. Chagav chai tahar, if a person has a live grass, kosher grasshopper, we know the Torah says that there's certain types of grasshoppers that are kosher and certain ones that are not. So let's say you have a kosher live grasshopper, kosher. Even if it's tiny, the law is that a person is going to be liable if they're taking it from one domain to the other. Says the Mishnah base, let's say the grasshopper died, kegrogris, then it's like the amount of ochlim of regular food because it's permissible to eat a grasshopper, eat off the shachter or do anything special to it. Tziporas kiramim, a grasshopper from the vineyards, ben chaya ben mis, so whether it's alive or dead, kol shehi, even if it's just a tiny drop or a little tiny thing, one's liable for otzah, shematznin osol refua. Because this is something that people keep, they store for refuah, for healing, and then even a small, something that's a tiny drop, if as long as it's used for healing, one's liable. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af amotzi chag of chai tameh, even if a person takes out a live, non-kosher grasshopper, kol shehu, still the amount is just like any small amount. Shematznio salakot l'sachem, even though you can't eat it, but people do actually take this for their children to play with, so it gives it chashivas, so it gives it substance. Let's try one more Mishnah Aleph of Perek Yud, Chapter 10, Mishnah 1. Now the Mishnah is going to say, you know, we had so many different shiurim, so many different amounts, they apply universally to everybody. Says the Mishnah, Hamatznia Lazara, a person who before Shabbos takes seeds and puts them somewhere, stores them, Uladugma, or a person has something small that they plan on using as a sample. They prepare it before Shabbos, or before someone takes something that could be used for healing before Shabbos, Votzio b'Shabbos, and then they take that object out on Shabbos. Chayv b'cholshu, they're liable, even if it's a tiny little bit, because since they put it aside for a particular usage, so that gives it more substance, and we say that they're taking it out for the initial usage, and look, that's how much was there. But if somebody else were to take this exact same thing, they would only be liable if it is the minimal amount given in the previous Mishnais, because they did not take it out before Shabbos. Chazar v'chniso, and this fellow that took it out, put it away somewhere, he brought it and put it away. He's like, in other words, it's not substantial for me. And Ochai, he's not liable. Ela, unless kishiuro, it's the actual shear, the amount that we saw in all the previous Mishnais. Wishing you a happy Afreilach and Chanukah and a beautiful upcoming week.